Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love! Thank you so much. Oh, I'm excited to be here once again to share around this beautiful, mysterious realm of sacred sexuality. And it really is an honor and a pleasure. And each show, each month, as we explore various topics, I include some meditations, discussion, education, awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that often we just don't get a chance to openly explore. So this really is about that, about slowing way, way down with love and respect so that we can bring honor and respect to our sexuality, which is so often hidden in those shadows, squashed away or misunderstood. So I'll share stories of my own past, explorations in various topics, and really a chance to kind of rest into, wow, you mean it's okay to be authentically who I am? And that's what I want to support, that yes, it is, that we are all beautiful, deeply powerful, rich, unique beings on this planet. And the spectrum of possibility for that is quite vast. And allowing ourselves to trust and be in our energy is really powerful and important piece of this journey on this planet. So with that, I'm going to have us begin with a little bit of getting settled in and getting in our bodies, which is so important, and then we're going to emerge with today's topic. So let's begin. Let's try this. Beginning with a breath. Allowing yourself to settle in, feel your body, and connect with what's it like to notice breath moving in the body. What does it feel like to allow, to invite, to surrender into feeling a connection with the earth, with the sweet mother, the essence of the sacred feminine, and allowing ourselves to feel into her, just be held by her, be loved by her, to feel our connection of love, of feeling love in our own bodies, in our hearts, and perhaps allowing that to unfurl, to grow, to swell, and then gently dropping your awareness with that love down in through your body and into the earth. With awe, with wonder, letting her receive your love, and then pausing for a moment and allowing yourself to feel the response as you send that love into the earth. Letting yourself feel her love, which will return to you, because she always loves you. And letting yourself feel that, vibrate in it, enjoy, be nourished by, and settle in with it. And then perhaps a moment to connect with, as you're breathing, the divine essence above you, the essence of Father Sky, the sun, of the qualities of divine. And letting yourself feel that sacred masculine Father above. And again, feeling in your heart this beautiful, sweet awe, gratitude, wonder, and love for this great beyond. And letting yourself send that up to the sky, to the heavens, to the stars. And as you do, resting, relaxing, and surrendering to receive the gift of divine love, divine wisdom that returns from the beyond, from the sacred masculine, from the Father. And then let yourself expand in the essence of both of these connections, relaxing deep down into the earth and also relaxing open to the beyond, the above, opening your crown, feeling your root connected and your crown open and a channel of possibility opening through your body. Noticing where you may feel resistance to this, noticing if words or essence of what I'm describing doesn't resonate or ring, and witness that. That's okay. And then bringing a moment of awe, wonder, and gratitude and delight for actually being here in your body as an energetic being, a vast, infinite being. To have this special gift of being in a physical form is just that, it is a gift. And allowing yourself, ourselves, to really delight in the capacity of being in a body and the world of access to energy that that affords us, and allow a bit of gratitude for that. And then with that breath of gratitude, gently bringing your awareness wide, noticing the world around you and opening your eyes, coming back into the space, and breathe. So here we are today exploring on today's show a topic near and dear to my heart that we tapped into just a touch there as we were opening in meditation. And that topic today is what I'll call sacred feminine, sacred masculine. And the unfurling of what that means and really the deepening in my own path of what that means has just been like the root, the essence of my journey into authenticity, of my journey that continues into what is it that I am meant to do here on this planet, and stepping into that with as much confidence and grace as can emerge with the same amount of fear and trepidation and nervousness that comes along with it, and yet this bubbly excitement of like feeling the alignment with what is this path that I am here to share, and what is that authenticity that is uniquely mine? And I invite for everyone, what is your unique authenticity? What is the journey of soul level connection to what your soul's purpose is on this planet, and how deeply intertwined with our sexual energy that is at the root of our body? Our sexual center, in fact, is the seat of our authentic power. So stepping into that sort of, oh, you mean I am meant to do something here that's really powerful on this planet? Eek, that scares me. And yet, yes, it's true. We each have our own gifts of service to this world. And what does that look like? It's different for everyone. In my journey, I really got clear that early on that a big part of this was about connecting with the sacred feminine and sacred masculine, finding, clearing, healing, releasing some wounds around all that, acknowledging limiting beliefs, acknowledging wounded behaviors, and starting to peel away those layers to find and connect with these qualities in myself and bring balance and wholeness into my body. And then to take that as an extension into the world and really walk in it as a, hey, this is, again, the path of my authenticity, of what is it that I'm here to share, and I invite for each of us, like really this journey on the planet of awakening into that, of stepping into that. And to me, it is deeply rooted in these qualities, these energetics or awareness of sacred feminine, sacred masculine, which we're going to talk about in depth today. So for me, that what that started to emerge very early on was this awareness of a phrase that my mentor invited for me to walk with, and that was love in action. And I think that kind of sums it up. This divine quality of being, embodying, and beaming the essence of love in the balance of directed action and purpose. So this sweet balance of the essence of sharing light and beaming possibility with like directed action and purpose in the world. And those two are really a facet of this sacred feminine and masculine that I'm talking about. So let's start there. What do I mean by even the words feminine and masculine? And I want to get clarity right up front, as I often do when I'm using those words, because they can really be confused and really be misunderstood or limiting almost, because people will go, oh, feminine and masculine, oh, that means girl, boy, oh, and they kind of shut down into a predetermined box-like awareness of gender, of gender expectations or societal role expectations. And so it becomes very much limited in possibility when the words feminine and masculine are heard. I want to invite that it is not, that it is not connected with our gender. And in fact, we've explored this beautiful spectrum that I call gender, the gender spectrum and a new model of gender quite deeply in other shows. And so those are available to listen to if you choose from the archives at my website. And yet what I want to focus on today is the feminine and masculine as qualities, as a way of articulating what's it like to connect with what some might call opposites. You could also call complements, because these phases or these qualities of the different swing of the pendulum actually do complement each other. So while they might be kind of opposites, they're also complements. They're also the essence of what sets up charge and polarity. So while I'll refer to our feminine and masculine and then sometimes check in with, you know, kind of connecting with and finding balance in those, it's also very much about bringing awareness to the charge possibility, the polarity, the flow of energy, like a battery having a positive and negative pole. Again, opposites or complements, because without those differences of positive and negative, there's no flow. Electrons can't move without a difference. So now I'm bringing in a little bit of the engineering geek in myself, which of course is always present and there, and I honor her. So let me speak to masculine and feminine, what I mean by that. Our masculine energies within us all, again, regardless of gender, are these very active, driven, action-oriented, linear, thinking, planning, analyzing, putting something on a list and getting it done, goal-oriented. Our masculine is very fiery, active, directed, focused. And so that's all the masculine, this fiery, directed, purposeful action. Our feminine are these qualities of surrendering. She's the being to balance that doing in the masculine. She's the allowing and surrendering open to receive that penetrative, directive, purposeful action. She surrenders, allows. She's the fluidity, the feeling, the essence of cool, of lunar, of slowing down into watery, sensory, juicy sensations and experiences. And so it's a very different facet than our masculine. So again, masculine doing, feminine being. Masculine might be fire, feminine might be water. There's a whole way, and in fact, I created a whole table of this as I wrote in a paper on yoga and the exploration of yoga and sacred geometry and the depths of this feminine-masculine balance. And I created a whole table on it to show some of the differences in the way the different traditions qualify or quantify what feminine and masculine are. And it's rooted in many different ancient traditions. So in yoga, for example, you might hear the masculine be referred to as Shiva and the feminine Shakti. And there's, now this said, as I go through this, there's all sorts of examples where they're kind of even sometimes put in the opposite container. And it doesn't the point to all this is it doesn't really matter. It's the idea that we're identifying that there are a set of complements to sort of dance in. So whether we call it feminine or where we call it masculine is not all that crucial. It's, I'm going to kind of put it in a certain way and a certain flavor just to really make the point, to help give a structure or a framework that our brains love to have to hang things in. That said, I'm also one of the first proponents of like, let's not create labels, let's not create boxes. So it's as always, it's a balance. But we might say Shiva and Shakti is that raw energy, and Shiva is the consciousness, the purpose, the direction. And we might call in Taoism the yin and the yang, the yin being more of the feminine, the yang being more of the masculine. In physics, even matter being feminine, masculine being energy in that case. In the Buddhist tantras, we have this essence of passive in the feminine and dynamic in the masculine. And then, interestingly enough, in the Hindu tantras, it's kind of the other way around. It's this, again, dynamic, creative force of energy in the feminine, while a sort of static, unmanifest principle in the masculine. So I could go on. These qualities of what do I mean by this spectrum of balance, of possibility of balance, is that there are differences in what in these qualities in our dualistic world. And as what we're doing, to me, the essence of this path in life is really to start to transmute, to make alchemical transformational shifts that invite and allow in this sort of crucible of possibility, the shift and the change of making a transformation, of shifting awareness into unity. That unity isn't about picking one. Like, oh no, everything, we have to go to the good side, right? And it's all about the light and not the dark, or it's all about the X and not the Y, right? No, it's about what is it to really see and witness and honor both and transcend or transform and forge through to this place that's beyond, that is all and nothing at the same time. So this essence of the journey being what yoga would, the word yoga is to yoke, union. And it is the essence of connecting with these feminine and masculine energies and feeling and merging and connecting, having them sort of forge through the body and meet in the upper centers as a way of connecting with divine, with source. So this essence of feminine and masculine is this idea of complementary facets in our world, and then inviting, again, witnessing them, and then dancing in the balance, but also dancing in the polarity of what's the charge feel like. So, for example, in our sexual energy, we may feel in a feminine-masculine balance. And again, we're putting gender aside. I just want to reiterate that. So this could be within partners that are male-male, female-female, female-male, male-female, or multiples of any, or may not identify in any one of those buckets. We have a whole spectrum again. So the idea, though, is no matter how we identify in our gender and our expression, our physical bodies or our energy bodies, we all have access to these energetics, and that it's that's how those energetics come together in our own bodies, and then as we connect with our lovers and partners, what's the flow like in that polarity? And so that all of these deep teachings around sacred sexuality and tantra that explore these feminine masculine principles, it's like letting ourselves lift the veil that says that has to look one way, which, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, whatever we may call it, many people have looked at some of those teachings and some of the ancient texts and such, and read them to be a little, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, you can read those texts and you can take them very literally, And you can take words like masculine and feminine and you can make them male and female and actually have them connected to gender so that what comes through in all of this is often seems very heterosexual. And the reality that I want to invite is absolutely not. It can be, and it applies beautifully in that model, and maybe a little more simply for our brain to get around, but it also applies any way that we're operating in our bodies, in life, and in connection with others, because it's about connecting with the energies, and the energies are not gender dependent. It is, however, a really desirable play to play with the kind of the nature of the polarities. So as we're running energy within our own bodies, or we start to maybe connect with a partner, a lover, and we're working with our energy consciously in those settings, what's it like to play with one partner being in that feminine receptive place while the other is in the very masculine directed place of focused consciousness and presence? But that might switch. It may switch within partners. It may switch consciously and intentionally. It may switch on its own without even recognizing it. But sometimes bringing the intention and the awareness of what does that exploration look like intentionally, and just noticing maybe when it shifts around on its own, and that can happen, very fluidly and very constantly. We don't have to force ourselves to only be in one box or another. Yet in some of these energetic practices, actually playing with the dynamic of energy flow means, it is helpful to connect with what is the polarity going on, because that's what creates the flow. When we have, if we come back to physics for a moment, the nature of, again, a battery, for example, is this positive and negative pole that creates a flow of the charge. It allows electrons to move from one place to another. There's not some little force in there that's pushing them from one place to another. It's this polarity. It's this difference in the two places that's allowing that flow to happen so that the electron moves. And so the same kind of analogy happens in our bodies. The energetic flow between bodies, or the energetic flow between our body and the earth, or our body and the sky, the sun, or the divine, our body and trees, nature, creating an opening possibility for that energetic flow and exploring it. And there are some intentional ways too. You can play within the dynamics of it. But this is the nature of what I mean by feminine and masculine is creating this sort of dynamic. It is very dynamic. Also, I would say there's a facet of what comes in terms of bringing the awareness of when there's some woundedness and when there, how can we connect with what I'll call health or healing or the healthier aspects of how we can connect in those. So let's take a short break and we're going to come back to expand on that a little bit and explore from there.
You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is September 16th, 2014, and you are listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie, please give us a call at 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now I return you to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thanks, Courtney. So we're continuing with our discussion today on sacred feminine, sacred masculine. And we've been exploring a bit about what do I mean by that feminine and masculine dynamic and the qualities and how they're not connected to our gender and yet a flow, a connection of complementary qualities in our being that we can consciously connect with and then open to possibilities with. And I want to take a moment to really connect with what I mean by sacred feminine, sacred masculine, or even the quality of divine feminine, divine masculine, or I've heard it referred many ways in the masculine, healthy awakened masculine, awakened masculine, lots of different ways that's come in, and often divine feminine. And we even connect with it at a consciousness level, like this rise in the divine feminine that we are feeling and connecting with, that she is rising, she is becoming more present on this planet, so we can apply these principles not only within our bodies or within our immediate connections, but at a very consciousness level on this planet, we're working with the same qualities of these energies. And we've seen it over time, of eons of time. The shift that's happening now is coming back into balance. We've been highly swung towards the masculine in our consciousness, and some of that not very healthy. And again, this isn't beating up the guys in our world. This is saying our masculine in our consciousness has been incredibly wounded. And what's happening as we come into connection with healing in our masculine energy, it's supporting and it's supporting the rise of the feminine, because she does not feel safe to come out unless she's being held in that safe container, which the masculine is a focused presence to do. So I'll invite a bit of what's happening at that high level as we are witnessing and experiencing the sweet rise of the sacred feminine, and all of us on this planet in some way are kind of working with that energy, whether it's conscious or not in this moment. And I believe it's rooted in the very balance, again, of sacred feminine, sacred masculine, and the space being held for them to be open. And so let me come back to that. What I want to mention is our masculine energy can be distorted in many ways. And some of the distortions of the masculine are very aggressive, abusive, domineering. So control oriented to the point of like, my control and power is more important than your control and power. So it becomes a very competitive thing and a very hierarchical thing, and then causes a lot of anger and hatred to come out as this fight for power comes in. Another facet of our woundedness in masculine is this nature that, you know what, never mind, I'm just going to do it all myself. And I'll give some examples from my own history in this of how I've come to feel and connect with these very viscerally. And another essence of it is sort of this kind of, again, angry, domineering kind of energy that squashes away other things and doesn't see value in other things. The wounded masculine in me that very much I could see and witness in my life's path, and we'll call it in my sexual energy, there was a time where I was just sort of pushing away and like, you know what, because of various things that had happened in my life, I didn't feel safe to trust. And so rather than opening my heart to that possible hurt, it was just like, well, okay, never mind, I'm just going to make sure I can do this myself. And so I kind of put up these walls of don't let anybody in, and I'm going to do it all myself, and numb out and don't feel, because that just feels easier than going through the pain. That kind of action then set up my early lifetime to really grow in my independence, which, again, this is not necessarily a bad thing. Some of these things that unfurl, they're just differences. And what that meant for me, though, was taking it a little, from my own body, a little too far. And so the place, moving from a place of what I saw in the world, which was sort of this feminine dependence on the masculine, into like, okay, no, I'm going to come into my masculine in this really strong, independent kind of way. But what that did was it shut out the feminine, right? It just said, I'm not going to see you. So it put things at risk in terms of how my body felt. And instead, now opening and inviting to this balance, this interdependence, that I can feel safe and trust my own confidence and presence in the world and my power and strength, that it doesn't take away from somebody else's power and strength, and that vice versa, somebody else's power and choice and strength doesn't take away from mine, and that I can relax into opening to receive them or opening to be penetrated by them, whether that's at a physical level or an emotional level or a spiritual level. What's that like, and what has that been like in my body to really feel that? And so this was, for me, a bit of the healing shift of my masculine. Of I was in, I'll call it, this type A overachiever mode of go, 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 do, 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 more, more, more. Put that on the list. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to set that goal. And darn it, you know, I'm going to prove that I'm right. And I'm going to come out on top. And while I to some extent, like, that's a helpful, it was a helpful piece in my journey to know that I could get things done on my own and to help me get rooted in my capability, but that there are other ways to get rooted in my capability, right? And so just seeing that that's one path and that I took, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I was also in that time in my life in a really, just to be frank about it, a really bitchy, angry, hateful kind of time. I frankly was mean in many times. And as I've sat with that and found forgiveness in that for myself and, you know, opening to the healing place of like loving forgiveness to the world and to the behaviors that I'd done in the past, like I don't have to walk in that hatred. I don't have to walk in that anger. And letting myself come into a place of trusting in my body and opening and surrendering to the feminine in a way that allowed this compassionate shift to loving myself in a new way and to let some of that go. So this shift, so in me, to sum that up, I felt wounded masculine in many ways, and some of it came out as sort of bitchy aggressiveness, and some of it came out as, never mind, I'm going to do it all myself. So orgasmically speaking, right, it was like I couldn't release into an orgasm with someone else. I had to take matters into my own hands, so to speak. And that's, you know, while it's fun, yes, I reached an orgasm, it's not really freeing. It's not connecting. It wasn't as fulfilling and enriching and satisfying and satiating as it has been as I've let go. So that's some wounded masculine that I definitely deeply experienced. And then that sets up, you know, wounding and such in our feminine as well. But coming back to then, what's it like to connect with our healthy masculine as the space holder? And he does three things. Our healthy masculine creates safety, holds space, and witnesses without judging. Those three things, creating safety, holding space, witnessing without judging, such a beautiful summation of the container that our healthy masculine can support and help hold, so that our, and he again, he's our directed action and purpose, right? He's focused, he's conscious. And as he consciously holds that sweet space without judging, it's like you can sum that up kind of like the father figure that says, I gotcha. You can fall asleep in my arms. I'm not going to judge you. Like, he's not going to laugh if you're crying. He's not going to tell you to shut up if you're crying. He's not going to touch you inappropriately or try to wiggle his hand under your shirt. Like, you just get to rest and relax and let go in his arms in safety. That essence, the nature of the quality of that energy that I'm describing, healthy masculine, which again is not gender and can emerge, and I invite it emerging in all of us as beings, including the beautiful women on this planet, that essence is what supports the container for this sweet, amazing, and often chaotic and destructive, like raw, intense, juicy, divine, feminine vibrance to go like, wee, and come out and play and dance her light and be seen. She will not do that if she does not feel safe. So what was happening for me is I was feeling really dry and crispy. I was feeling angry and then sad about that, embarrassed about that, ashamed about that. I was feeling crusty. I was feeling dry. And all of this was when I was in this hyper, hyper masculine overdrive place. As I could let myself relax into and start to reconnect with juiciness, with feminine, with vibrancy, what I started to realize was it was not just adding that to the list of to-do list of things. Like, oh yeah, I just need to connect with my divine feminine. I'll put that on my to-do list. Check. But that it was a whole shift in the way of processing, and not an overnight one. And it continues, right? This continues to spiral into the beauty of opening. And I'm noticing ways that it's like, as I have gone through some really powerfully major initiations in my life, I feel and I notice new ways that my body gets resourced to let go into the next spiral. So that, oh, okay, I'm resourced in a way now that a new layer of crustiness can let go. And this new layer of juiciness can widen and grow and like bloom forth into my trusted place in my body. And this cycle of spiraling has continued to just bloom and grow and emerge, so that it's not like just putting the feminine thing on the list was like, as soon as I did that, it got checked off and it was all set. It's a dance. It's a play, delighting that I can walk this planet and feel safe and proud to be who I am, and yet go, ooh, when I don't, I can take a moment, I can connect with the resource within my body, connect with the earth as holding me, and let some more things go that I don't need to carry, and then cycle into that for a little while, perhaps. I feel right now like I'm stepping into a new beginning cycle after about a couple of months of that. And it's okay. It was kind of icky when I was in it. And I was also like, well, okay, this must just be what it is for now. But this, as we can trust seeing these things, and again, come from, this is where this healthy masculine comes in for us, is witnessing without judging. Really notice that, what I mean by that, witness without judging, seeing, acknowledging, and not just the world around us or somebody we're with, like, okay, I'll witness you or I'll see you, but within. The more and more that I've walked the path of the willingness to kind of look at my own stuff from an observer point of view, meaning noticing if I'm in a triggered place, which happens, I can feel it, and now I have cues, I have ways that I can tell when I'm in that place. Like, I am being triggered right now. This is not something of this present moment. This is bringing something up from the past. I don't need to name what that is. I don't even need to know what that is in the moment, but I can let it be heard or seen or witnessed, even if that means only by me, and maybe even trusting and letting somebody else help hold that space of witness with me. And that's also quite profound. So noticing and witnessing when these things come up really helps us take us out of our own, out of getting swallowed up in our own stuff. If we get like sucked down into the moment of that trigger, then we just swirl in it and we're not really being, what do I want to say? It doesn't open as full of possibility of letting it release as, say, if we were witnessing it from a slightly different place. So that doesn't mean disconnecting from our body, which is what sometimes happens in those places, is we check out. Checking out is not what I mean by witnessing from an observer place in our body. They're two different things. And sometimes disconnection is what we need, you know, is what's come up. Like, that's what felt safe for us to survive something, especially when we have some deep traumas in our past, because that's what we're doing on this planet as infinite beings in finite form. We get to walk around in this physical body and take a human journey. And that means we're here to grow, to learn. And so to walk that soul's purpose, we get all sorts of ways of gifts, I call them, of catalysts, of helping us see stuff. So masculine and feminine, sacred feminine, sacred masculine, as we're exploring this today, to reiterate, not gender, qualities, and not just opposites, they complement each other. They create that polarity that allows flow of juiciness in ourselves and in our connections. And they're important within our bodies, as well as in the interaction with the world around us and with our partners. So we touched a bit here on those healthy masculine qualities of holding safe space and witnessing without judging. And he creates the container for this divine, juicy feminine to emerge and bring her energy and charge and delight and juiciness into the moment, into the situation, which is absolutely delightful when she feels safe to emerge. And it gets into, in our deep sexuality, the play of orgasm. What's it like to surrender fully into letting go? That's often the nature. It's the nature of some orgasm. So orgasm, for a moment, can be defined a number of different ways. There are some physiological definitions that were sort of pioneered by Masters and Johnsons in their research with different couples, where they were applying sensors and measuring the physiological quantitative kind of measurements of heart rate and pulse and contractions and pulsations and pelvic floor. And so there's all sorts of ways that orgasm has been described in terms of the physiological anatomy of what happens. And that's great. I'm so glad someone was willing to go into that new territory in that time. And there's also the awareness that orgasm is much, much broader than a physical response. It is an energetic. That orgasm is any event that manifests energy into this dimension. And as we can connect with maybe noticing it in a different way, there's a whole spectrum of the way orgasms can develop and emerge. And we could spend hours talking about that alone. I'll invite a couple of possibilities here. And actually, I have shared on some prior shows a bit about orgasm. But the nature of orgasm in the context of what we're talking about today, which is sacred feminine and sacred masculine, is again this energetic, this flow, that what's it like to surrender, open, and allow, and be receptive to energy. That would be our feminine. Versus, say, directing it, penetrating with it, moving it consciously. That would be our masculine. He's the focused presence, consciousness. So that in the sweet dynamic of our sexuality, of lovemaking, there can be this really interesting quality of being in a masculine energy of focused and movement, so that you can think of it this way, sort of push-pulling energy. So you might be pushing it into your partner or drawing it, pulling it through your partner in a different way, as opposed to in the feminine receptive place of, say, receiving that or offering it back. It's a softer, there's still a flow, but it's a softer one than in our masculine sort of yang place. The yin feminine is the softer receptive. Neither one of these are good or bad. They're, again, the polarities that invite and inspire the flow of energy. So our orgasms, or at least I'll speak from my experience with orgasm, has been this whole spectrum of possibility that has started to open up. So as an engineer, I'm my geek self in my past. My geek self wanted to convey this. I'm continuing to refine what this looks like. But my geek self was like, we need to create a chart. That we need a visual tool for conveying this orgasmic spectrum or orgasmic repertoire, I'll call it, that has emerged as I've connected with facets of my body and open to healing, open to releasing and seeing things a little differently, and frankly, continuing to spiral into those openings. Because it's not over, it's just the beginning. And so in that chart, which in this audio context I'll just describe, but the nature of it is that for roughly, we'll call it 3+ decades of my sexual history, there was about 2 of those decades where the chart, if you think of an XY axis, the Y axis being, I'll call it the bliss factor, right? Like, whoa, like what did it feel like? The x-axis being time or linear progression over these decades. And for this first couple of decades, the chart is pretty flat. And that said, that doesn't mean it was bad. Had you asked me during those windows of time, I would have said, yeah, I have a good sex life. I enjoy sex. Yet the orgasms I knew or what I sensed, the sensory experience of sexuality for me was pretty flat, pretty like one thing. There was one type of orgasm. And again, I've shared more of this on other shows. But the one type, very clearly stimulated, and it was very what I call yang, very masculine in my energy. And what that, and I didn't really let anybody in, right? It was only by my own hand, literally, and nothing inside my yoni. Like, so, wow, is that a nice summation of not letting anybody in? So not only is nobody inside my yoni, but nobody is actually emotionally in my little window or bubble, because I'm very much in a self-touch and like tense place. And it was a very tense, inward, upward, contracted type of an orgasm. Still an orgasm, still great, felt great. It's just the only one I knew. As things progressed, as I had what I call the pivotal point, and many, there have been many shifts along this curve, but the first one that was the real like the pivot point of change was what I'll call my G-spot awakening. And that's when I started to be willing to see and witness some things that were emerging from inside my body that I had been carrying and holding on to. As I could begin that, it was the beginning of letting go. It was the beginning of softening into my feminine. It was the beginning of feeling safe to allow someone in. And I don't just mean physically. Again, it's emotionally, but physically as well. Like, while I had physically penetrative sex in all those decades before, I mean really softening, relaxing, listening to my body in a way that's what felt safe and good for me, for her, for my yoni, checking in with her. What did she need to feel good to let go and to soften into receiving? And I started to learn that I'd been kind of forcing myself into stuff that didn't feel so good. And I wasn't conscious of that. And it's not like I was consciously trying to hurt myself, but I was sort of pushing it and bullying my way past body messages that were telling me otherwise. So rather than beating myself up for that, I started to notice it and I started to listen. And now over the past decade plus of time, I've been listening. And what has changed has been life-changing. And the orgasmic spectrum, coming back to the topic of sacred feminine, sacred masculine, this spectrum opened up. And I started to experience, feel, let go into what I call yin orgasms, or receptive places of allowing, new openings in my body, new openings in my energy, new emotional releases, new levels and layers of vulnerability, but not in a pushed way, not in a feeling so exposed that I shut down into contraction again, a gentle, soft, safe way of opening into places that felt really wonderful. And so then now that curve on the orgasm chart has like, it started to make the turn back at G-spot awakening, and it's been on this upward and quite nearly vertical curve now of change, of progression, of spectrum, and the ways and the styles of my physical body, emotional body, spiritual body. All of those essences now have changed so much. And that it really has been about dancing in the sacred feminine and sacred masculine. Ways that I could find a new place of resource to hold space for my body, for a different possibility to let go a little deeper, to be vulnerable a little bit more, to trust, to shed away layers of ego around like competition and not, you know, like the egoic layers of shifting that have happened have been so humbling. There have been things that have emerged that I witnessed some past stuff that felt so shameful and then moved through in a way of release and self-love and forgiveness of like, you know, it's going to be okay. So it's a rich dance, this sacred feminine and masculine, a rich, rich dance of healing, of love, of balance, of devotion to the path of feeling in the energies within me, trusting and feeling the energies of the earth and spirit and the world around me, and trusting and opening my heart to vulnerable communication and clarity with my partner to find new levels of depth, new levels of unconditional love, and really transmuting the raw, tender place of romantic human love to places beyond that, to states of transcendent love that I hadn't realized were possible. And the beauty is I know that this is just the beginning because it's a cycle. There's more. And you know what? Even if there's not, that's okay too. That's the beauty. Like just trusting. I just trust that it's a beautiful dance and I love delighting in it and I love sharing and connecting and opening this field of awareness of possibility. So this is what I invite for all of you as you listen. That it is possible that you are beautiful and loved and alive. And in a moment, we'll take a few breaths to really acknowledge and honor that.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please send her to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. The 2014-2015 Mystery School Year of Sacred Sexuality classes are now announced. See the calendar under offerings for dates and details and to register. Next up is the weekend of October 17th through the 19th. Sign up now at the website or reach out to Leslie with any questions. The best way to get announcements about upcoming classes is to subscribe to the email newsletter about 1 to 2 per month. Link available under contact at the website. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at a temple gathering. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, they hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. It is a beautiful group, and it forms a beautiful group forms each time. And, you know, there's always spirit guides present to help with that. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome and not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information available at the website under offerings. And now I give you back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney, and thank you all for taking time for you to listen and explore, for taking time to be in your body. Let's invite a few breaths of really acknowledging that presence wherever you are, whether you're joining us in recording or joining us here now, if you can take a moment to slow down for a moment to feel the way your body's connected with the earth through perhaps a seat or the floor, and acknowledging your divine essence, the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine within you, the qualities of being present, of walking direction, action, purpose in your world, of walking your path, bringing in and also acknowledging the qualities of slowing down, of feeling, of loving your body, loving yourself, and opening your heart with compassion for not only those around you and the people you love, but for you, that you're important and you deserve love and compassion and respect as much as the world around you. To take those few breaths, to acknowledge the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine as a balance, as love and action, as possibility, and as purpose. Acknowledging, loving, and being who you are, trusting in your power, delighting in your uniqueness. With love, blessings, and gratitude, namaste.
We want to thank you for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is a temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we wish you a wonderful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.